Meta has created a political action committee whose aim is to fight against AI safety bills in U.S. states. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom is about to sign or veto two bills, the SB 53, pushed by State Senator Scott Wiener, which calls for new transparency requirements around AI development, and SB 243, which calls for control over AI companions around minors and vulnerable people. Big tech is particularly afraid of a patchwork of state regulations. A Harvard Business Review article suggests that generative AI is introducing inefficiencies into the workplace due to AI work slop. The authors define work slop as AI-generated work content that masquerades as good work, but lacks the substance to meaningfully advance a given task. The research finds that employees spend an average of 1 hour and 56 minutes dealing with each instance of work slop. This could amount to a work slop tax of $90 million per year in lost productivity. Meta is heavily criticized in a safety report on the ineffectiveness of protection measures for child and teenage Instagram accounts. Researchers found that the hidden words feature failed to block offensive language, with researchers able to send the message "you are a whore and you should kill yourself" to teen accounts. Content algorithms showed sexual or violent content, and autocomplete and prompts recommended terms related to suicide, self-harm, and eating disorders. Meanwhile, the San Francisco company, Hive, has been given a contract by the U.S. government to use its AI tool to sift through child sexual abuse material, CSAM, content to distinguish real images from those created using generative AI. The U.S. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children reports that there has been a 1325% increase in incidents involving generative AI CSAM in 2024. This makes it difficult for law enforcement to identify real cases that require speedy intervention to protect children. An MIT Technology Review article looks at the problem of AI models being trained on data from research papers that subsequently get retracted due to discovered research flaws. This poses a problem in many domains. In the medical domain, for instance, people are increasingly consulting chatbots for medical advice. Elsewhere, researchers from Brave and the National University of Singapore have developed an attack method for exfiltrating potentially private data from language models that was part of the training data. The attack exploits the fact that AI models use memorization, remembering specific training data, rather than generalization, applying patterns to deduce responses when it is uncertain about what to say next. Prompt engineering can force the model to use memorization and thus reveal training data. Perplexity AI has launched Search API, giving developers access to the company's massive web index. The move is seen as a challenge to Google's search engine dominance, which has a closed web index infrastructure. Also, the API supports conversational retrieval, where the AI interprets the conversation to determine what content to search for, rather than relying on keywords. Meanwhile, Anthropic says it plans to triple its international workforce by 5 in the coming year. The company's global business customer base has grown from 1,000 to 300,000 in 2 years. In addition, it recently signed a deal with Microsoft for the inclusion of the Claude chatbot in the Copilot Assistant, which has been using OpenAI models up to now.